Welcome into Who's Gonna Win here on KJAN, brought to you this week by Ag Business Associates and the Nishna Valley Credit Union. I'm Jim Field. I'll be joined by the rest of the gang as we head into week seven, as we start down the final third, the home stretch of the regular high school football season. We'll be back with Who's Gonna Win right after this.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Applying for a car loan can sound like a terrifying experience, but not at Nishna Valley Credit Union. Hi, this is Jeff at Nishna Valley Credit Union. We're here to help make the process easy for you. Vehicle loans are still at a low rate of 2.49% APR. Stop in and let us help you with refinancing or first-time borrowing. If you're looking to purchase a vehicle, we offer some of the best new and used car rates on the market. Plus, with our 24-hour banking on your smartphone, we offer free bill pay, e-statements, and much more. Stop down and visit us at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic.
All right, back and away we go on Who's Going to Win for week number seven. Got the gang all here, Matt Mullenix, Doug Leonard, Chris Parks. I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us here this week. Let's recap what we did last week first here on our program. Last week, pretty good week for the most part for our participants. Me excluded from that, of course. Matt was in the lead to start the week last week. He's still in the lead, but now has some company. Doug and Chris each went 8-0 last week. Nice job, gentlemen.
Woo. First 8-0 of the year, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. No, they're raising the radio roof here.
Yeah.
8-0 for both Doug and Chris last week. Matt went 7-1. Nice week. I went 5-3. I decided it was my week to try to see if I could make up some ground, and yeah, that worked. So that's the way it goes. Everybody took Glidden Ralston over Adair Casey. Good thing they won 76-20. It was Fremont Mills over Stanton 51-6. That was where I jumped out from the gang, and I took that one in the shorts. Audubon beat Riverside 54-12 in our broadcast game last week, and that was a winner for everybody. Griswold beat St. Albert 48-28 on the road. Matt and I lost that one. AHSTW beat up on Missouri Valley 51-7. We all guessed that one correctly. It was Creston over ADM in a whale of an offensive shootout, 50-35. Creston winning that, and that was a winner for everybody but me. Harlan and Winterset. It was Winterset blanking Harlan 23-0. We all got that one correct, and we all won with Dallas Center Grimes as they beat Atlantic 47-7. So on the season now, coming into this week, Doug and Matt are each 36-12 here in our Pick'em show, tied for first. I'm four games back at 32-16, and then Chris is two games back of me. He's at 30-18 now on the season. So let's get after it here this week. Do we feel real sorry for Chris and let him go first, since he did go 8-0 last week?
Wow.
And he's trying to make up some ground?
He is, yeah. He looks sad over
there.
Yeah. He just looks all alone.
He looks something over there.
Lonely at the bottom.
All right, Chris, we'll give you a first crack at this one here. East Mills, I got three 8-man games on the list this week, and our first one is East Mills at Cam. What do you think?
Yeah, this is an interesting game, and it's an interesting game in the district because East Mills now sees themselves at 1-3. They've played some tough teams here lately, had a tough battle there recently against Fremont Mills and a tough game against Stanton also. But they can do some things on the ground a little bit more than they're used to. They're running the ball a lot more than in previous years, and they've had a pretty good success with a couple of guys that are averaging right around 7 yards a carry, and they've been able to get in the end zone 17 times combined between the two running backs. But they are on a three-game skid, so that is a little bit worrisome, what's in their minds there. Cam's kind of been up and down. You know, it's been week by week who they're playing, and they've been able to do some nice things with the Tickner boys, but their run game hasn't really, I think, got going the way that they would like it to. I like the East Mills to have a little bit more offensive firepower in this game, so I'm going to go with East Mills on the road.
Okay, one for the East Mills what?
Wolverines.
Wolverines, nailed it. All right, very good. Both of these teams actually are amazingly close to being 4-2 on the season. They're both 3-3 overall coming in, and both lost one really close game. Of course, Cam lost that heartbreaker to Sydney, was their tough loss. But, it's not about the overall records here. It's about the district records. And right now, Cam at 2-2 can really look to... You're not locking a playoff spot up, but you're really helping yourself out this week with a win. East Mills, they got to have this. They just have to. They're 1-3. If they go to 1-4, it's going to be a real tough climb. So for that reason, I think it's going to be a really well-fought game. It's at home. I'm going to take the Cam Cougars at home to go to 3-2 in the district. Matt, what do you like?
Interesting choice. Just kind of reiterate there what Chris said over there. But, yeah, you've got East Mills 3-3, losing three in a row. They've played Stan, I think, has been their similar team in there, and they've both lost to them. Cam lost by quite a bit larger margin in there. But the one thing that concerns me about Cam is last week their victory over Nishnabotna was just 28-16. Nishnabotna 0-5 team, 0-6 team now. I thought maybe a little more firepower in there for them, but it's at home for Cam, but it's a tough one here. With that said, I think I'm still going to go with East Mills. They've got a pretty potent ground game, and this late in the season, I think those go a long ways. So, and defense might be just a titch stronger.
Okay, well, that's two for East Mills. I'm on the outs right now with Cam. Do I stay there, Doug?
Well, you do, unfortunately, Jim. East Mills can't always use the comparable scores, but they did also play Nishnabotna early in the year, and they won by 44. So... Cam just winning by 12. We're rooting for the Cougars, but I think East Mills takes this one.
Okay, well, that's three for East Mills. I'm on the outs here with Cam here in the first game. Let's move on. Game number two. It's another eight-man game. Doesn't get a whole lot better than this around here, does it? Glidden-Ralston is at Coon Rapids-Bayard tonight. These two teams have identical 6-0 records. Both are 4-0 in district play coming into the ball game tonight. I get to go first here. You know, I mean, how close can these teams be? I was just looking at numbers today. Glidden-Ralston has outscored opponents 342-88. Coon Rapids-Bayard 318-62. A little more offense for Glidden-Ralston, a little more defense for Coon Rapids-Bayard. It's just about the same. Clayton Christian, the quarterback for Glidden-Ralston, hitting on 63% of his passes with 8 touchdowns and no interceptions. Brandon Riley for Coon Rapids-Bayard, 69%, 8 touchdowns, no interceptions. I mean, it's amazing. Glidden-Ralston has two running backs averaging over 11 yards a carry. Coon Rapids-Bayard, they got two guys doing pretty well themselves. One of them's Riley, the quarterback. He's averaging over 10 yards a carry and 12 scores. And Zach Evans he's over 1,200 yards on the season. He's averaging almost 10 yards a carry. I mean, you know, you just go up and down the line looking for differences. You just don't find them with these two teams. It's amazing how closely matched they look to be stat-wise. But I'm going to go with Coon Rapids-Bayard. The Crusaders at home, we had a chance to watch Coon Rapids-Bayard earlier this year, and Zach Evans was a pretty imposing. He's not the biggest running back in the world. Runs hard, tough to tackle. I just like their chances with him at home. Matt?
Yeah, those are some impressive numbers for both teams in there. The one thing, though, that stuck out to me was the win back in week two by Coon Rapids when they beat Marcus Meriden Cleghorn. Mm-hmm. 35-20, and MMC is just a couple years removed from their state title there in eight-man. That's still the only loss for MMC also to date. So with that said, I think I'm going to go with Coon Rapids Bayard.
Okay, that's two. Doug, what do you have?
Well, the common opponent thing again, mentioned how some of the offensive statistics are similar, but when you look at the teams that both of these two opponents have played, CRB is giving up less points, and so I'm going to take Coon Rapids.
Okay, well, that's three for Coon Rapids Bayard. Chris, what are we doing there?
Yeah, this will be a really interesting game. Both teams, as you mentioned, very comparable. Their scores that are similar are very comparable. I think Coon Rapids Bayard's schedule has just been a slight bit tougher with that MMC game early in the year that really helped their toughness so far. And I was pretty impressed with the way that they blocked, too, and we got to watch them. Their line does a great job for Evans to get some holes. And, yeah, he's just kind of a low-to-the-ground runner. It's hard to bring down. So I like the home field advantage for the Crusaders.
Okay, that's a sweep. Everybody likes Coon Rapids Bayard here in Game 2. We need to take a time out. Stay with us. We'll have more Who's Going to Win right after this.
Applying for a car loan can sound like a terrifying experience, but not at Nishnabotna Valley Credit Union. Hi, this is Jeff at Nishnabotna Valley Credit Union. We're here to help make the process easy for you. Vehicle loans are still at a low rate of 2.49% APR. Stop in and let us help you with refinancing or first-time borrowing. If you're looking to purchase a vehicle, we offer some of the best new and used car rates on the market. Plus, with our 24-hour banking on your smartphone, we offer free bill pay, e-statements, and much more. Stop down and visit us at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Back now on Who's Going to Win, let's go to game number three. One more eight-man game on the list. Newell Fonda on the road at Exira EHK. That's quite a little road trip. Matt, what do you think is going to happen there?
Yes, it would be. I think Exira EHK, Drew Peppers, they're going to run all over, continue their dominance here as they run through this district over Newell Fonda. So I'm going to go with the Spartans at home.
Sparty at home. Okay, that's one. Doug, what do you like?
Well, I'm going to take EHK as well. I do think this game might be a little bit closer than maybe the records indicate. Newell's, you know, lost to actually three pretty decent opponents. And then when you look at their scores in the district, they've been actually fairly close with their common opponents. So I'm going to go for the Spartans, and sure they'll win, but might be interesting for a while.
Okay, there you go. Chris, what do you like?
Yeah, I kind of am with Doug on this one a little bit. It might be a little bit closer than what we would expect a game like this to be. And Exira EHK, they haven't had a lot of games that have really, you know, put them to the test here so far. But it doesn't seem to matter for Drew Peppers. Every game that comes along that's a tougher one, he seems to step up to the plate and always deliver. So I like the Spartans here.
Okay, very good. Well, and I have my notes exactly the same what you guys said. You know, Newell Fonda, they throw okay. They run the ball okay. But their three losses have all been close losses. Their big win was beating Arweva, and Exira EHK's closest game that they played was a 29-pointer against Arweva. So I had a little note here. This could be closer than most folks think. You know, Exira EHK seems to have a way about them where they'll take a lead and then play a little bit, and then all of a sudden they'll just score in bunches and trying to run away from you. So I do think they will win the football game, but I wouldn't be surprised to see this to be closer than maybe folks thought. All right, let's go to 11-man football then. Let's go to number four. Logan Magnolia is on the road at Griswold here in this one. Doug, what do you like?
Well, you know, it was a nice victory for Griswold last week. I'm sure that inspired some confidence, especially on the road, right? That was on the road, wasn't it? Yeah, going on the road and beating a team that they hadn't beaten in quite a while. But, you know, I think Logan Magnolia is not St. Albert. I think St. Albert has shown themselves this year to be a pretty formidable opponent, and I think it's going to be a tough one for Griswold. I'm going to take Loma.
Okay, that's one for Logan Magnolia. Chris, what's your pick?
Yeah, Logan Magnolia, the thing I noticed just looking at their statistics, they can really spread it out. They've got, you know, one guy that's kind of leading the charge as far as the rushing is concerned, getting the majority of the carries there with Brady Charbonneau, but you got two other guys that are averaging almost 10 yards a carry as well. So they just get it done, and they've played some tough games already too, so those aren't stats that are being padded by playing a bunch of patsies throughout the year. So I think they're a really tough team. This is a tough one for Griswold. It helps that it's at home, but Logan Magnolia will get the win.
Okay. Yeah, Logan Magnolia's got three backs averaging over 9.4 yards per carry. Three. Did I mention three? That's a lot. They've outscored their opponents by quite a bit, too. You know, Griswold's either won big or lost big. Seems like there's no in-between with them this year. And Logan Magnolia has outscored their opponents, on average, 49-6.5. So I'll go with that score, 49-6.5. I think Logan Magnolia is going to take care of business coming up tonight. Matt?
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with everybody on this one. Loma's just got a lot of team speed out there as well. They're definitely going to beat you to the corners and take advantage of it. Excuse me, and then that offense that they implement there, they've kept it the same for years. You know, a lot of power up in the middle coming at you, and they break open. And again, it's just off-the-foot races. But they've got things going very well up there, so I'm going to go with the Panthers on the road at Griswold.
Okay. Well, all of a sudden, we've got kind of boring here. Three straight games, and everybody likes the same teams to win. Let's go to game five on our list. It's from the same district. It's Audubon on the road at Westwood. Nice matchup here. The Wheelers 4-2, Westwood 6-0. Chris, what do you like here?
Yeah, this is a really interesting matchup and a big game for both these two teams. I know the Audubon coaching staff after the game last week was already trying to get their kids prepared. Hey, this is a team that has a lot of experience that we're going to play, and they've been playing well, so need to be ready for it. Obviously, the running back, Hunter East, has had a good run so far for Westwood this year, and it's kind of their workhorse. He's had 16 rushing touchdowns. But Audubon has a nice backfield as well. Jake Mulford does a good job. He's kind of a similar runner to Zach Evans that we talked about. Stays low to the ground, hard to tackle. Trevor Smith is a guy that's just athletic. He can keep plays alive. Their two losses have come to two really good teams, and IKM Manning and Logan Magnolia. So this will be a really, really good game, but I think Audubon's hungry. I'm going to take the Wheelers here on the road.
Okay, one for Audubon. Yeah, you mentioned Trevor Smith, Jake Mulford, a good combination. Both run well. Trevor Smith throws the ball pretty decent, too, and he's got some targets out there. Westwood doesn't throw the ball much at all, but they have some good. You mentioned Hunter East. Brad Steinhoff also is averaging 7.2 a carry on the season. You know, when Audubon has lost, those two losses to Loma and to IKM Manning, they struggled to run the football. They struggled in both of those games to run the football. If they can run the football, establish that ground game tonight, I think they win on the road. So that's what I'm going to go with. I'm going to take Audubon on the road for victory. Matt?
Well, you know, Westwood Sloan here coming down to the last 3 weeks, they've got the toughest part of their schedule coming up. They've got Audubon, of course, tonight, St. Albert next week on the road, and then they end the season with Loma at home for them. So, you know, they've got the meat of their schedule coming up here. They've put up some nice numbers there offensively, and Audubon, like you said, they've played a really tough schedule. So with this one going into it, I'm actually going to go with the home team on this, and I'm going to go with the Westwood Sloan, the Rebels,
okay,
at home.
That's one Westwood and two Audubons. What's your order there, Doug?
I'm impressed that you know their mascot.
Why? That's...
Yeah, you do research.
I do too much.
You know, I think the thing with this matchup is if you flip flop schedules, I think the records would be flip flop too. I think Audubon would be 6-0 playing Westwood's schedule. You know, it's a long road trip, which you know kind of wears on people. But I'm going to take the Wheelers on the road too. Just they've had a good season so far, and I think this would be, you know, another big step for them to win.
That's the first different pick for the two of you.
Yes,
so
it is.
Someone's going to be in the lead after that game.
Yep.
Let's see if it stays here. Let's move on. Clarinda is at Kemper Catholic tonight in a Class 2A matchup. A couple of proud programs. I guess I get first crack at that one. Clarinda's 5-1 on the year. They're 3-0 in district play, gotten off to a good start. Kemper Catholic at 3-3, 2-1 in district play on the season. You know, they really do. I mean, Kemper Catholic, their passing game's just not very good right now. Now, they do have Cody Weidel. He's running the ball decent. He's got 8 touchdowns, over 500 yards rushing. But here's Clarinda. They have 2 kids with over 500 yards rushing, 1 kid with over 300 yards, and 2 others that have over 200 yards on the year. Everybody leaves the locker room in a dead sprint in a Clarinda uniform. They all run. I like Clarinda to run all the way up to Carroll and pick up a win over Kemper Catholic. Matt, what do you like?
Clarinda, they've been doing very well here lately. They've got the single wing moving up and down the field. And I think they're going to look forward to this matchup here with Kemper Catholic. Kemper Catholic's had their number the last few years, and they're looking to exercise some of those demons and know that they, too, as well, got a pretty good schedule in front of them. So I'm going to go with the Clarinda Cardinals on the road.
Okay, 2 for Clarinda. Doug, what's your pick?
We saw Clarinda earlier in the year, and you know, that ground attack that they've got, as you mentioned, Jim, has been very impressive. Kemper Catholic was hit hard by graduation. I mean, they had a great senior class last year, and I think there's some younger kids that are, you know, stepping in there, and they, you know, they just got to kind of get that swagger back that they've lost maybe from previous years. So I'm going to have to go with Clarinda on the road.
Okay, not enough swagger. Chris, what's your pick?
Yeah, this is an interesting matchup, too, here. I think you look at Kemper Catholic's schedule, and, it's tough to – it'd be kind of tough to pull off this one. I think for them to win, it'd actually be kind of a shocker, really. So Clarinda's had a pretty good season here so far, and they're the type of team that likes big plays too. They really can run off some big runs. They know that Ketwick, their top back, his longest run of the year is 95 yards. So that's a pretty impressive score, and they've got a number of guys that can do that to you. Kemper Catholic, the thing I noted from them, their offense hasn't really been consistent this year. They haven't put up a lot of yardage. They've lost to tough teams as well on their schedule, so this may be an interesting game, but the ones that they beat are also kind of mediocre. So it's really tough to tell how much they will have coming into this one, but I think Clarinda's got a little bit more out there, so take the Cardinals.
Okay, well, that's a clean sweep for us as far as we're concerned with the Clarinda Cardinals. Maybe a little trip to Carroll's just what they need to launch them on a trip to the Dome. Who knows? Who knows? All right, we've got two games left to take a look at. We'll do that right after this.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Applying for a car loan can sound like a terrifying experience, but not at Nishtha Valley Credit Union. Hi, this is Jeff at Nishtha Valley Credit Union. We're here to help make the process easy for you. Vehicle loans are still at a low rate of 2.49% APR. Stop in and let us help you with refinancing or first-time borrowing. If you're looking to purchase a vehicle, we offer some of the best new and used car rates on the market. Plus, with our 24-hour banking on your smartphone, we offer free bill pay, e-statements, and much more. Stop down and visit us at Nishtha Valley Credit Union in Atlantic.
Back now on Who's Going to Win. Two games left to take a look at. A couple of Class 3A matchups here tonight. Well, one's a Class 3A matchup, one's a 3A, 2A affair, but here's what we go here tonight. Winterset is on the road at Dallas Center Grimes. Mr. Mullinex, you get first crack at that one.
All right. Well, we saw Dallas Center Grimes last Friday night here in Atlantic, and awfully impressive. You know, they lost quite a bit of senior leadership on their team from last year, especially on the defensive side. And I think Dallas Center is just one of these teams here that, as the seasons progress, they just keep getting better and better because those guys get more game experience and they start to gel and everything like that. So Winterset, over the year, have given them a good tussle, you know, in the same area there and have competed against each other. But at the end of the day, Dallas Center Grimes just is really good. They're able to platoon, and so I'm going to go with the Mustangs.
Okay, one for the ponies. Mr. Leonard, what do you like?
Well, Winterset's had a better year than I guess I had expected out of them. I mean, we haven't seen them for a while, but as Matt said, you know, the Dallas Center team just really looked impressive at the Trojan Bowl last Friday night. I mean, they're big, they're fast, their quarterback's very mobile, you know, and can throw the ball when he needs to. So they've got a nice tight end as well. So I'm going to take the home team, Dallas Center Grimes.
All right, that's two for the Mustangs. Chris, who's going to win?
Yeah, it's been interesting for Winterset. They've just seemed to find a way to win a lot of those close games this year. And I noted for both teams, they've both been pretty good at taking the ball away. And that's really helped out Winterset quite a bit, it seems, just looking at their statistics. But for Dallas Center Grimes, Austin Claver, their quarterback, it seems like, yeah, he's doing a lot for them out there. But they've had a lot of success doing that. This, I think, could be you know, one of those tougher tests that's left for Dallas Center Grimes in the district. But I think they'll still win here at home.
Okay, very good. I did make a couple of notes here that, you know, Dallas Center Grimes has only lost one game, and that was to number one ranked Pella, so it's not a bad loss. They lost two games, or they picked up two wins, and won by only 4 points. Winterset's won three different games by a total of 15 points, so they're both used to playing in tough ball games. But I'm going to say something here right now that I'm not sure has ever been said before. Both these teams shut out Harlan this year.
Wow. I'm sure that's never been
Has that ever been
before?
Uttered before?
No.
So, yeah, so I don't know what that means, but it was just fun to say. Dallas Center Grimes is what I'm picking there. You take advantage, it just doesn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. Once every 50 years. It probably won't happen again in our lifetimes. But.
I mean, look at me. It's the only way I'm going to make history. So let's move on here. One last game to take a look at. That's our broadcast game tonight. Atlantic has a non-district matchup. They step out of the district tonight to play on the road at Shenandoah for the first time in a lot of years facing off against Shenandoah. And, Doug, I believe you get first crack at this one.
Well, I think this is a game that Atlantic looks at as, you know, maybe stopping a little bit of their this losing streak that they've been on. You know, I think, you know, still learning, a learning process for Atlantic. I really like, you know, the comments that Coach Waldstein's had after the game. Seems to really have the kids' ear, and, you know, I'm sure he's going to get them, you know, motivated for this game and get things turned around here for the Trojans. And I'm going to take Atlantic on the road.
Okay, one for the Trojans on the road. Chris?
Yeah, it's you look at Shenandoah's schedule, and it's been fairly tough. I mean, they don't have a great record, but it has been a fairly tough schedule here as well. They've kept their offense pretty balanced, so they've been able to do some things both through the air and on the ground. But Atlantic, I think, has, you know, the capability to definitely win this type of game. They've got guys that have been coming together a little bit as the season goes along. Obviously, last week was a tough team and didn't perform very well. But they've got some guys that are starting to fill holes. And I think especially defensively, I've been impressed different guys stepping up in different games and getting some more tackles out there and getting in the backfield and disrupting things. So I'll take Atlantic.
Okay, that's two for Atlantic. I'm going to go with you guys and take Atlantic, but, you know, it's just, I never feel comfortable like that. The offensive struggles that Atlantic's had this year, they're averaging less than two touchdowns a game. They've only scored 81 points in the first six games, which doesn't sound very good. Shenandoah's struggled to score points at times, too, but they've scored 26 more than Atlantic has this year. So that's, by averages, that's eight games worth of points compared to what Atlantic does on average. So, you know, going on the road is tough. I'm just hoping that Atlantic has played better competition, they're better seasoned for this one, and they have a chance to take advantage of this road game against a 2A opponent. So I'm going to go with the Trojans. Matt?
Yeah, I have to agree with you there, Jim, that, it could be one that could Shenandoah is looking forward to as well, you know, an opportunity for them to pick up a nice quality win for themselves. But I think at the end of the day, I think Atlantic is tested by their schedule. They're a better ball club than obviously what they're record has shown, and so I think they're looking for a little bit of a breakout game for them as well. So I'm going to go with the Trojans.
Okay, very good. Well, that's our broadcast game, so we'll have the pregame coming up here in just a little bit. And as a side note for you Atlantic fans, you're used to 7:30 kickoffs, and it's not a 7:30 kickoff tonight. 7 o'clock, the kickoff time. We're playing on somebody else's turf here tonight, and they're used to 7 o'clock kicks. So that's what we've got here this evening, and we hope you join us for all of that action here tonight as Chris and I will bring you the ball game here this evening. Well, guys, thanks as always for coming in. Chris Parks, Doug Leonard, Matt Mullenix, I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us here this week. Thanks to our sponsors, Ag Business Associates, Nishnoe Valley Credit Union, for bringing you this edition of Who's Gonna Win on KJAN.
Applying for a car loan can sound like a terrifying experience, but not at Nishnoe Valley Credit Union. Hi, this is Jeff at Nishnoe Valley Credit Union. We're here to help make the process easy for you. Vehicle loans are still at a low rate of 2.49% APR. Stop in and let us help you with refinancing or first-time borrowing. If you're looking to purchase a vehicle, we offer some of the best new and used car rates on the market. Plus, with our 24-hour banking on your smartphone, we offer free bill pay, e-statements, and much more. Stop down and visit us at Nishnoe Valley Credit Union in Atlantic.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.